Will policymakers starting today actually carry out the financial phrase of 2013, tapering the stimulus? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. The guardians of interest rates and economic stimulus begin their two-day meeting in Washington today. Is this the week the tapering begins? The Federal Reserve's mandate is to safeguard American jobs and keep U.S. inflation at bay. But what the Fed does can change life overseas. First of all, in Europe, where central bank stimulus also will have to be ratcheted back at a time when the financial crisis isn't fully over there. And emerging market countries also feel a pinch. James Knightley is senior international economist at ING in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, for emerging markets, this is quite complicated, what the U.S. Federal Reserve may be doing in the coming months or year, because currencies are affected and currencies are going down in some very important economies.
That's right. A lot of what we've seen over the last few weeks and months as well is a significant weakening in these emerging market economies, because emerging markets have been a real beneficiary in the global financial crisis in terms that they have been relative outperformers in terms of growth and in terms of asset markets as well. So they've been attracting a lot of investor flows. Now we're starting to see policy being normalized in the US and to a lesser extent Europe, then home investor bias comes back into it. People start to want to pull their money back into their home markets of, say, the US and Europe, and that's leading to a weakening of these currencies. Now, that creates problems in that emerging markets tend to import much more goods and services, i.e. food and such like.
And James, it makes it a lot more expensive to import those goods.
Exactly. So therefore, you start to see a hit to living standards in these countries, and that presents political risks for these countries as well. It makes populations a little bit more restless if they can't afford what they've been getting used to being able to afford. So there are significant implications for some of these emerging markets.
I'm thinking of India when you're telling this part of the story.
Yes. I mean, we've seen a dramatic weakening in the Indian rupee, over 13%, and that's because, of course, it imports all its energy, and so therefore you've seen a dramatic increase in energy costs. You've seen a dramatic increase in other imported raw material costs as well, and that presents significant hardships for the people at large.
James Knightley, senior international economist at ING in London. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Now let's check the stock markets. The key stock index in Shanghai fell 2% today. The FT 100 in London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down modestly at the moment. Published reports say banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay about $800 million to various sets of Washington agencies to settle the cover-up of its huge trading loss last year, the one involving the London employee whose trades were so big they used the Las Vegas term for huge gambler, the whale. The U.S. Census today is coming out with numbers on what Americans typically earn, median income, in a way that'll answer who is the middle of the middle class today. For those at the median, half the population makes more than they, half makes less, but does making the median amount of money really afford you a place in middle class lifestyle? A lot depends on where you live, right? Marketplace's Noel King traveled to Paducah, Kentucky, a pretty river city that used to be a railroad hub and hopes to be reborn as an art hub.
Paducah's always on those lists of cities where your dollar stretches further. Paducah residents Lily Liu and her husband John Hasegawa earn the national median income of about $50,000 a year. She works part-time in an art gallery. He's a professor at Paducah School of Art and Design. They both make art.
My sister's a dentist. She married a dentist. My brother's a dentist. My dad's a dentist. My mom's a dental hygienist.
Did your parents freak out when you became an artist?
Oh, yeah. They were totally freaked out.
But artists can have a good life here. John and Lily rent a house in the Arts District for $1,000 a month. They have health insurance and a 403B. Daycare for their younger son eats up $500 a month, but they had enough to travel to China, where Lily is from, this summer.
Well, I think we're better than the middle class. We may not have lots of money in the bank and saved, but our kids are happy. We're able to travel. We have a car. We have everything I can dream of.
But there's a flip side to living in an inexpensive city. If you do, you're probably not making the national median income. Every town and city in America has its own median, and in Paducah, it's just $30,000 a year. Blaine and Erin Hebert make that, and they're living paycheck to paycheck.
We hardly have a savings at all if something were to happen.
Erin works part-time in art galleries. Blaine is a sexton. He does maintenance at the Episcopal Church. They bought their house through a program that helped with the down payment. They buy on sale. They get WIC, food assistance, for their baby daughter Lilith. They're not complainers, but they have worries. Blaine's job gives him and Lilith health insurance. Erin can't afford it.
I have a benign brain tumor that was discovered when I was in college, and it's stupid. It's a little tumor, but it's been a big challenge to be able to pay for insurance.
So when I tell them they're statistically middle income for Paducah, they're unsettled.
Just doesn't feel like the middle class.
It doesn't give me much to dream for. I keep wanting to pull us up even more. And if we're already the middle, I don't know what's above this.
In Paducah, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
We have some further data about income and behavior online. Did you know people start buying bigger cars right as they reach $35,000 a year? See how other people at your income live, work, and play. Try our new online data game. It's called Income Upshot at Marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.